Welcome back into the Clay Edwards Show. This segment brought to you by my friends over at Reliable Rental Equipment. Go see Reddy, Teddy McRaney, and the whole crew. I got to run into Teddy this weekend, getting things rolling over there as the new sales manager there at Reliable Rental Equipment. Guys, are you a contractor? Need to rent some equipment? Get in touch with Teddy. Man, they love dealing with contractors. You'll get customer service like you have not been getting before. You're just an individual out there, DIY warriors. You need a tool for the weekend. They got you covered. Need a zero-turn mower? That's right. They got zero-turn mowers. They got every imaginable backhoe, track hoe, bulldozer. I butchered that. Backhoe, track hoe, bulldozer, lifts. All different forms of lifts. You need a Taylor diesel powered generator with lighting for, well, obviously to make things lit up. I'm on a roll this morning. You know what I'm talking about. You're working outside. You need lights to make it happen. Don't have electricity. They got the Taylor powered, diesel powered lights for your job. They got it all. Get in touch with them today. There's always a rollback dumpster special going on. They're located right there at Meadowbrook Road and on the corner of Meadowbrook and North State in Jackson, Mississippi. That's Reliable Rental Equipment. You can check them out online, reliablerentalequipment.com. See my boy, Reddy, Teddy McRaney. You're on a job site. You need him to come out to see what you're doing. Talk to him there in person. He will do that. He'll jump right in the truck. He'll come see you. You ain't got to go there if you don't need to. So contractors, they're going to be respectful of your time. You're going to be on a first-name basis with your guy. You're going to have Teddy's cell phone number, and he's going to do right by you. That's Reliable Rental Equipment. All right. We have really been punching above our traditional weight here on the show today. I do enjoy doing this every now and then. Hey, look, I'm always going to be the first to tell you, I don't look at this Israel-Palestine stuff from the two-state perspective, from any of that. I look at it through the lens of America first. So for me, it's not my problem. I don't see how it becomes my problem, ever. I don't see how them two fighting it out, letting the best man win, in reality, ever becomes my problem, or should be. And by my, I mean our problem. You know, we've been brainwashed for the better part of our lives to hear about our allies, our Middle Eastern allies. Well, are they our allies, or are we their allies? I just don't believe nothing anymore. And the less I believe stuff, it feels like the more right I am. It's just like it's all crumbling down around them. We're all seeing it. This Ukraine thing really woke a lot of people up. We just sent $60 billion to Ukraine, and nobody can say in any way how that $60 billion is supposed to help them beat the Russians. It's just let me make this in simpler terms. It's a boat. Ukraine is a boat. You throw money at it, and it's still a boat that you just threw money at. If you owned a boat, you know what I'm talking about. You're trying to fix a sinking boat with money. Ukraine is a sinking boat. Ukraine is the Titanic after the iceberg. We just keep sending money over there. We're not actually even sending it over there. We're sending it here to the American military-industrial complex, and they're sending them weapons. They don't even have a military. Tucker did a great show last night. I did not get to listen to it all. But inevitably, what's going on in Ukraine is a war against Christianity. You need to go check out Tucker's show last night. But it's very black-pilled. Let's go back. Let's go back to Free Palestine nut jobs, the modern-day Nazis. Have y'all seen this video of the girl? Her, I guess it's a girl. I mean, I don't want to assume its gender. It sounds feminine, whatever it is. Harassing Alec Baldwin. Begging Alec. Just say it one time. Just say it one time. Say Free Palestine, Alec. I'm just going to play a smidgen of this because it does get very cussy, and I haven't found the edited version. This couldn't happen to a better person, could it? Alec Baldwin? Let's just play it for just a second here. I mean, they're forcing people who have nothing to do with this to bend the knee. This is just like BLM. In 2020, Free Palestine is the new BLM. It's the new Kony 2012. Y'all remember that? It's the new resist. Here we go.
Alec, can you please say Free Palestine one time? Why did you kill that lady? You killed that lady and got no jail time? No jail time, Alec?
Sorry.
No jail time, Alec. You're putting innocent people in jail, Alec Baldwin. Free Palestine, Alec, just one time, and I'll leave you alone. I'll leave you alone, I swear. Just say Free Palestine one time.
I mean, just over and over and over, and I think that's about where the cussing starts, so we're going to skip out on that. It's 51 seconds long. Alec eventually channels his inner Wayne Brady and smacks that phone out of her hand. You know, if I'm Alec Baldwin, and I got the history of being a killer, I'm just going to say, you going to make Alec Baldwin kill a witch again? Again? Is Alec Baldwin about to have to kill a witch again? I love it. I mean, I ain't got no dog in this race. I hate Alec Baldwin. I hate the Free Palestine nut jobs. This ain't got nothing to do with the Palestinian people, by the way. This is just their representation here in America. Are a bunch of nut job, left wing, fatherless trolls. So they ran out of BLM to fight for. So now it's Free Palestine. These are the same people, I bet you $100, that this person harassing Alec Baldwin right now also attends pro-abortion, pro-baby-killing rallies. They're all the same people. It's the same stuff. If you ever pay attention to those pro-baby-murdering rallies, it's always a bunch of middle-aged gay men and LGBTQ women. I don't understand what abortion rights are they fighting for? What? They've opted out. They've left the chat. Why are they fighting for abortion rights? Guns and Gear text line 769-241-1944. I have not been reading y'all's text this morning. I do apologize. Amy says, the ones chanting Free Palestine are the exact same ones who support vaccines and trust the government. These are brainwashed sheep. Yep, Amy, they are also the same ones constantly chanting BLM. I listening to this took me back to the summer of 2020 when they were basically holding people at gunpoint saying, say it. Say it. Say Black Lives Matter. And every time, I'd be like, to who? To who do they matter to? Not to y'all. Not to y'all. You better get somebody to say it that don't live in Jackson, Mississippi. Because they don't matter to y'all here. They only mattered when some unfortunate white cop got hung up in one of them being climate changed. It's Free Palestine thing. It's even more ridiculous. It's a country on the other side of the world. Nobody here can do anything that affects Palestine. Y'all voted for Joe Biden. Y'all did that. Y'all go figure that out with Joe Biden. I mean, I love that Alec Baldwin is getting harassed. Alec Baldwin's a Trump-hating, Trump derangement syndrome, woman-killing, a-hole. I have no sympathy for Alec Baldwin. I was watching Ghost of Mississippi Sunday morning after interviewing Jerry and all that stuff. I just wanted to go back and watch it again. I like it a little bit less now because Alec Baldwin is in it. It was a better movie in the 90s before I understood that Alec Baldwin was a communist. Let's take a break. We'll be right back.